Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten bread when the Lord had given thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, as a general rule, the Lord teaches that we ought to be generous to the needy, and that we ought to, as he says, give to the beggar, and so on. On the other hand, I think we all struggle a little bit, don't we? You know, with this idea of people who just constantly ask for money, you know, at the streets, and you know, they're not doing really anything to improve their lives, it's almost like, you know, we were probably suspicious that they're using alcohol or drugs, as a priest, I also struggle a lot with the fact that many people beat a trail at this door to get food or money at the door, but they can never find their way here to pray. Mm-hmm. And you know, how would Jesus handle? What would Jesus do? You know, kind of the. And of course, we all say, "Oh, Jesus would be like Mr. Rogers, and he would say nice things and give them money." And you know, and of course, as I've said to you many times before, the Gospels do not present Jesus as Mr. Rogers. And he asked a difficult question, then he probed and gets to the motivations, and that's what happens here. You've got really, if you pardon the expression, a crowd of panhandlers. They just got a free meal from Jesus, and now they want more bread, you know, so when they find out that Jesus has moved from one area to the next, they run around and they get in boats and go across the lake to find him, and they say, "Rabbi, we've been looking for you, Rabbi." And Jesus says, "Listen," he says, they're saying, "Give us more of this free food, this bread." And Jesus, in effect, says to them, "Look," he says, "you're not looking for me because you saw signs and want to put faith in me, but because you had your bellies filled." Mm. All right? "You should not work for food that perishes, but food which the Son of Man will give you unto eternal life." Now, I've often, when I have repeat people who come to the rectory, I often ask them, you know, "Tell me, where's your church home?" and so on. And they, you know, they mumble. They may say, "I go to Macedonian Baptist," or, you know, something. And, you know, you ask them a few questions about Macedonian Baptist, and you find out that's just a name drop. They've never been there in years. They don't go to any church home, and then they're not. And I try to explain to them, you know, look, I mean, we're not really here just to give out food. I mean, this is a place of prayer. And what I want to say to you, and I often read this passage to them, I said, you know, look, you need to be as serious about your spiritual life as you are about getting free food. And I talk to them. I try to do it with, you know, respect and all, but in being inviting. But in fact, this is a very, you know, serious thing that Jesus says to these people. Now, I don't mean to just pick on the homeless and so on. I think we need to also look at our own lives. And we're like beggars when we come before God, and we always want. We're always earnest. I don't mean everybody in the chapel here equally, but I'm saying we collectively as human beings. "Oh, Lord, fix my finances. Lord, fix my health. Fix my job." Whatever. It's all about, just almost a lot of it's about worldly stuff. But do we really pray as earnestly about, you know, "Fix my spiritual life. Help me with my sin. you know, help me to desire heaven more. You know, do we pray like that? Or is it almost always about, you know, free food, getting our bellies filled, or the equivalent thereof? Some worldly thing. Now, I'm not telling you not to pray for your basic needs. I'm not telling the homeless not to ever ask for food. I'm not saying that, but again, how earnest are we about getting worldly goals accomplished, and how earnest are we about spiritual goals? And again, the Lord says to us, look, you are so earnest about getting your belly filled, or the equivalent, whatever the equivalent of that is, but would that you were as earnest about overcoming your sin. Would that you were as earnest about really developing your prayer life, or studying your faith, or learning the answer to deep spiritual questions about why were you made, what are your priorities, and all. I live for the day, says the Lord, that you would begin to really pray earnestly about these things, as you do about, you know, your health or your finances or some worldly thing that's going to pass away anyway, you see. So that, I think, is the ultimate teaching of this gospel. So I don't mean at the early part of this gospel just to pick on homeless people. We're all homeless people before God, right? we need to also sometimes see how we're always troubling God about things, and God wishes that we would trouble Him about things that were more important. God wants to help us in these matters. Do pray about your finances. Pray about your health. Pray about these things. But be as earnest. Be more earnest, you see, about spiritual matters. And ask God to be as powerfully, you know, answering your prayers about those matters as we do about worldly things. Amen.
Amen.